Well, good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，晚安。
As our brother already said, my name is Lucio Aguirre.
弟兄，刚才我们弟兄已经提到了我的名字。
And we have been pitching our tent for the last 18 years or so in the city of New York.
在过去18年的时候，我们在纽约那边支搭帐篷。
It's truly a privilege to gather with saints in any place.
那实在是能够和不论是在哪个地方的圣徒能够一同聚集，实在是一个特权。
But I count it as a privilege to be among you in this time. Thank the Lord for that.
可是我能够和今天能够和弟兄姊妹能够在这个地方聚集，我觉得这是一个特权，为了这感谢主。
Why don't we commit to the Lord this time once again with a word of prayer?
让我们再借着祷告把这段时间交在主的手中。
Lord, indeed, we are so grateful for the privilege of gathering in your name.
那主，我们为着这个特权，我们能够一同聚在你的跟前，我们何等样的感谢。
We thank you once again for your wonderful promise, Lord.
我们为着你那个奇妙的应许，我们是何等样的感谢。
That where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in their midst.
那当两三个人奉你的名聚集的时候，你就在我们中间。
Oh, who are we to be in the midst of the King of Kings?
我们算谁呢？竟能够在那万王之王的跟前聚集。
And yet, Lord,We thank you for your faithfulness, and we come with joy into your presence.
可是我们感谢你，我们能信靠你的信实，我们能够带这个喜乐的心来到你的跟前。
And Lord, as we commit this time into your hands, we have a simple request.
当我们将这段时间交在你手中的时候，我们有一个简单的要求。
That this time would be full of yourself, Lord.
我们盼望这段时间是充满了你的自己。
And meet us, Lord, graciously in a living way.
引领我们用一个带着恩典带着活的方式引领我们。
Lord, you alone have words of eternal life.
因为唯有你呢有永生之道。
We do not have them.
在我们里面没有这个。
But you have them, Lord.
可是你有那永生之道。
Would you speak to us the word of life, Lord?
所以主求你向我们说那生命的话语。
Would you even quicken us by your Holy Spirit this night?
让你自己来苏醒我们。
That any tiredness or any physical difficulty that you would remove by your very presence and life.
那不论是如果有什么疲倦或者是在我们肉身上有什么难处用你自己的同在将这些都挪去。
And we entrust this time to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们将这段时间交在圣灵的引导当中。
We thank you, Lord, because much more than our desire to know you is his desire to glorify Christ in our midst.
我们感谢你，因为虽然我们有这个心盼望能够认识你，可是这却是圣灵的心愿，让我们能够来高举你的自己。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit be in charge of this time, and indeed lead us into more of Christ.
愿圣灵在掌管这一段的时间，并且引领我们能够进入多多的得着基督。
We pray these things and we thank you in advance, Lord.
我们为着我们感谢你，我们为着这个，我们先将感谢献上。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, would you turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew?
弟兄姊妹，我们请大家翻到马太福音。
And we would like to read from chapter 16.
我们要从第16章开始读。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章。
So let's start from verse 16.
我们从第十六节开始。
And you remember the Lord Jesus had asked the disciples first, who the people say who I am?
我们记得那个主在这个时候问他的门徒说，你们说我是谁？
And secondly, he asked the disciples themselves, but who do you say I am?
第一个他是先问着对着众人问这个问题，现在他向着这个门徒问这个问题。
And to that Peter answered, starting from verse 16.
在这个时候呢，西门彼得就回答了，从第十六节开始。
Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
十六节，西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血气的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
I also say to you that you're Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Verse
21节。
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but on man's.
21节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Verse 24, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life or soul will lose it. But whoever loses his life or soul for my sake will find it.
而四节，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，生命或作魂的，必上吊生命；凡为我上吊生命的，必得着生命。
Verse 26, For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his glory.
26节，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
We're going to continue into chapter 17.
我们要继续读17章。
Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun. And his garments became as white as light.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
Verse 3, And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him.Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
第三节，忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现。同耶稣说话，彼得对耶稣说，主啊，我们在这里真好，你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
We want to add several scriptures to that basic passage that we're going to be meditating tonight and in the rest of these days.
And 我们还要再读几段的经文，用着刚才我们所读过的经文成为一个基础， 让我们要在这一次的特会里面有一些的思想。
I hope you're ready to do some reading.
我盼望大家都能够愿意再多读一些。
Let's add to the verses that we read, Matthew chapter 13 and verse 43.
让我们再读马太福音第13章43节。
Actually, I want to read one verse at the very end of the parable of the tares.
在这边我要读那个败子的比喻的最后的一段的经文。
But just to give you a little bit of the context, I'm going to begin from verse 40.
为了让大家能够明了这个背景，所以我要从第四十节开始。
And I'll emphasize verse 43.
然后我要把重点摆在43节。
So just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 43. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.
四十节，将败子闹出来，用火焚烧，世上的末了也要如此。人子要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。那时一人在他们父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样，有耳可听的就应当听。
Let's turn to Hebrews and read some verses, the opening of that epistle.
让我们能够再翻到希伯来书，我们从其中要读一些的经文。
Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
Starting on verse 1.
从第一节开始。
God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory. I'm going to end there. And he is the radiance of his glory. To the very beginning of verse 3.
Okay. 好，我们就从第一节读到第三节的前半段。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界，他是神荣耀所发的光辉。我们就停在这里。
And then on chapter 2, we want to read one verse, which is verse 10.
第二章我们就只读一节，就是第十节。
Hebrews 2, verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom all are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
第十节，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
I would like to underline the expression right in the middle of the verse, in bringing many sons to glory.
在这段的经，在这一节的经文里面，我要在中间那一其中的一段的一些的字底下要画上一条线，就是说要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
And finally, we would like to read some verses from Romans chapter 8.
最后我们要从罗马书第八章里面读一些的经文。
Romans 8, starting from verse 14.
我们从第十四节开始。
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Verse 29.
29节。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called.And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
29节到30节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子， 预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And the two last verses of this chapter, 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
还有最后就是这一章的第38节39节，因为我深信无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
Well, as I believe that most of us know, the verses in Matthew chapter 16 that we read are a pivotal point in the gospel of Matthew.
我们相信在大家都知道在马太福音第16章里面我们刚刚读到的那一段的经文是马太福音里面一个极其重要的转捩点。
They indeed are a turning point in the narrative of that gospel.
是这个马太福音里面所描述事件里面的一个转捩点。
Now it's so interesting that in such a simple dialogue between the Lord and his disciples, you find one of the most important chapters in the whole Bible.
当我这是非常奇妙的，当我们看见这个我们的主和他的门徒这些之间一个简短的交谈的里面，我们却发现是在圣经里面其中最重要的一个章节。
There seems to be a concentration of the most essential themes that you will find in the whole Bible in those two chapters.
在刚才我们读过16章、17章这两章的圣经里面，我们看见是在整本圣经里面似乎是那最关键的事物。
So there you find it, the revelation of the person of Christ, of course, the major theme of the Bible, Christ, his person.
当然我们看见在这边是看到主耶稣基督这一位他的启示，当然主耶稣基督的启示是这个圣经里面最最重要的主题之一。
The Father reveals to Peter whom he is.
父在那边向彼得启示主是谁。
And our Lord Jesus adds to that revelation, I also tell you, Peter, that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, the church.
当主在那个启示之后，他继续对彼得说，你的名字是彼得，我要在这个磐石上建造我的教会，这边又讲到了教会。
Not only Christ and the church, but as the narrative continues, you find the revelation of the cross.
那不仅仅是这边讲到了基督和教会，然后我们看一些继续描述下去呢，就讲到十字架。
Our Lord Jesus himself is going to go to the cross.
我们的主自己他要上十字架。
And not only that,If this building that he's doing is going to happen, we, his disciples, will have to learn to take our crosses.
不仅仅是如此，如果他这个建造的工作继续往前的话，我们是他的门徒，那我们也要背起我们自己的十字架。
And then in chapter 17, the revelation of the kingdom manifested in power.
在第十七章里面这边讲到了这一个关于国度的启示，是在一个能力中的启示。
Or as a brother said,Probably you have the trailer, you know when you go to the movies, and the movie is going to be shown in, you know, it's going to be released 3 months ahead, but they show you a little bit of the movie, the trailer of the movie. That is what you have in Matthew chapter 17. The trailer, quote unquote, and I put it with reverence, the trailer of the kingdom coming in power.
这边17章这边讲到将来的国度，不过就好像你去到电影院去看电影的时候，这个电影还没有完全的上演，那之前呢让你预看了一些的片段，这边就是说你所看见国度的片段。
Indeed, these two chapters, Matthew 16 and 17, they seem to have such a concentration of essential things.
在这两章的经文16章跟17章里面能够看见在这个紧要事件里面有一个非常集中的一个发表。
And yet that is not the burden in my heart for these sessions.
然而这却不是我今天所有的负担。
When we look closely to those two chapters, we see almost incidentally another essential theme in the Bible, which is sonship.
然而在我们看这个两章的时候呢，在同时我们又看到另外一个非常重要的一个主题，那边就是儿子的名分。
Where do you see sonship in those two chapters?
你在这两章里面在哪里看到这个儿子的名分呢？
Well, that is what we want to consider in these sessions ahead of us.
这就是我们盼望借着今天的聚会我们能够一同思想。
And of course, in the process, I would like to use several other passages, as you can tell from all the things that we read, to kind of expand on this wonderful theme, which is essential in both testaments, sonship.
在这个关乎到这一个儿子名分的这个主题呢，我要借着刚才我们所读过的一些的其他的经文，能够稍微有一点的开展，让我们能够一同来看见，不仅仅是在旧约，也在新约里面非常重要的一个题目。
At face value, when you look at the story of the Mount of Transfiguration, of course we see the glory of the Lord Jesus.
如果我们单单看表面的话，关乎到这个变化山上的故事，当然我们看见了我们主的荣耀。
Now, I am not talking so much about the external phenomena, the light and, you know, the face shining.
当然我讲的不是这一个外面所看到的现象，这一个讲到那个光，这个脸上放光的情况。
I hope we realize that is not the main point here in this manifestation of His glory.
我盼望我们能够认识到这不是这一个荣耀彰显最主要所讲的重点。
I don't know how you look at this passage.
我不知道你怎么来看这段的经文。
But it seems to me that sometimes we think that it is as if some sort of heavenly spotlight was turned on and, you know, Jesus all of a sudden he was shining.
对我来说有的时候好像从天上打了一个聚光灯照在主耶稣基督的身上，突然之间他就放光了。
But no, brothers and sisters.
不，弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
What is happening here is something from within.
这边所发生的乃是从内里发生出来的。
It is as if God the Father, in those moments, he removed that veil of the Lord Jesus that was covering what he really is. And all those things just came out.
在那个时候就好像父把在主耶稣基督身上的帕子那个遮盖在一边挪去了，使得他在那里面所有的在那个时候就完全的发表。
And then you have the voice from heaven, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
在那个时候我们就听到从天上来有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Do you realize that this has to do with sonship? With his sonship, for sure. But it's about sonship.
这个时候呢，我们就看见讲到儿子的名分。当然这边是讲到主耶稣儿子的名分，不过是的确就讲到这个名分的题目。
So let's keep that thought about sonship. And before we pick it up, let me say something else about the glory of the Lord revealed in that mountain.
让我们先把这一个儿子名分的主题先摆在一边，让我们先来看看主自己荣耀的彰显。
That glory in the Mount of Transfiguration represents, so to speak, the apex or the climax of the growth of the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man.
在变化山上所彰显的荣耀，这边所讲的乃是主耶稣基督自己做人子，他成长到一个高峰，一个高点。
Now, hold that thought for a second.
让我们先在那个点上面，大家先抓住那个点。
Think for a second, for instance, on the Gospel of Luke.
让我们想想在路加福音里面。
In the Gospel of Luke, we seem to see at every turn, at every face of the Lord Jesus, we seem to see a divine stamp of approval on that perfect human being, the Son of Man.
在这个路加福音里面，我们看见主耶稣基督不论是做什么事情，到哪里，在那个时候都有在天上来盖上的印记，那个赞许他所做的。
Let me just give you a couple of examples. You don't need to turn there, but I'll read a couple of scriptures here. So in chapter 2, when you have the description of the narrative about the childhood of the Lord. In verse 40 you read, the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. That's 2:40. Look.
在这个路加福音第二章第四节里第四十节里面，这边特别是讲到我们主耶稣基督他这个幼年的时候，讲到说孩子渐渐长大强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
Do you see here the Son of Man as a child growing, developing?
让我们看见我们的主他做人子，他在那边成长，在那边持续的发展。
And, a And a little later in that chapter, chapter 2, you have that narrative of the bar mitzvah of our Lord Jesus.
在那个时候继续往下走的时候呢, 我们看见我们的主在那边做了律法之子。
It's a very brief snapshot, because we have so little information in scripture about it, but it's a little window into the beginning of his adolescence.
在那个时候我们略略好像有开了一户窗让我们看见, 因为在圣经里面描述的如此的少, 让我们略略地看见我们主的那个时候的光景。
And what do we read about in that little snapshot of his adolescence?
And 在那个时候让我们对他这个做青少年时期的这个生活呢, 就略略有点的认识。
Luke 2:49, when he is of course talking to his parents, when he stayed behind in the temple, and the parents were all surprised for 3 days looking all over the place, and then finally they go back to Jerusalem, remember?
Yeah. 所以我们记得在那个时候呢, 因为主在他没有跟着他们父母, 离开, 所以他父母就回到耶路撒冷去寻找他, 找了3天, 终于找到他了, 在这个, 这边, 特别是记者在49节这边。
So what did the Lord Jesus answer to his parents?
49节这边讲到说, 主耶稣基督向他父母的回答。
And he said to them, "Why is it that you're looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?"
耶稣说, 为什么找我呢? 岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗?
Verse 52, "And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man."
52节, 耶稣的智慧和身量, 并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Do you see again the idea of someone that is growing? Not only in childhood, growing in grace and wisdom, but in his teenage days, keep growing and being all about the Father's business.
在那个时候我们看见这一个成长的这个意念, 不仅是他在幼年的时候是这样成长, 在他做青少年的时候也是这样成长, 成长到他以父的事为念。
And then you have his adult life until his ministry. And we have virtually complete silence in scriptures about that.
And 在他进入到公开执事之先的这个成年的这一段的生活呢, 在圣经里面好像完全没有记载。
Or do we?
真的是这样吗?
Actually, what do we hear on his baptism? When those long years of silence, of unknown years are broken, and finally he is going to step publicly. What is what heaven declares on the day of his baptism?
可是真的是这样吗? 还是我们在他要受浸的时候, 我们能够看到一些呢? 我们知道在这之前是有一段, 很长的沉默, 可是就在他要受浸的时候, 在天上有声音, 在为他做一个宣告。
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. It's almost as verbatim the same thing that is said in the Mount of Transfiguration.
在那时候天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦, 这好像就好, 如同是在那个变化山上父所说的话一样。
Do you see like the divine stamp of approval on those years that we don't know almost anything about? One thing we know, the Father was absolutely pleased with that life that continued to grow and to live in the presence of the Father.
我们看见那个在那个时候有那个属天来的向着他赞许的印记吗? 虽然没有任何的记载, 可是我们知道在那些的年间, 他是一直讨父神的喜悦活在他的跟前。
And now when we come to the Mount of Transfiguration, this is towards the end of his ministry. We know that he had a 3.5 ministry of length. That was the length of it.
当我们来到了变化山上的时候, 我们知道这已经是在他公开服事的这一个年日的末期, 我们知道他大概有3年半的时间他公开服事。
And the Mount of Transfiguration is probably 6 months before his passion.
在这一边所记载, 变化山上所记载是大概在他要上十字架半年之前。
And once again, the voice from heaven, complete approval, complete satisfaction. This is my beloved Son.
再一次的我们看从天上有声音有一个完全的赞许, 有一个完全的称赞, 这是我的爱子我所喜悐的。
But on the Mount of Transfiguration, something else is happening, of course.
就在这个变化山上有一些其他事情也发生了, 我们都知道的。
Is that our Lord Jesus being transfigured and the glory coming out of him.
我们知道我们的主在那个山上他就变了形象, 这个荣耀就从他里面彰显出来。
So brothers and sisters, my whole point in just making this little recap on the life of our Lord Jesus is this. Our Lord Jesus, as the Son of Man, as the second man, He lived a perfect life before God that is characterized by growth, incessant, continuous spiritual growth.
主耶稣基督在地上生活所做的一个回顾，那最主要所要讲的这个点呢，就是当我们的主在地上成为人子的时候，他有一个非常重要的意念，就是一直的不断的成长，这属灵上面的成长。
And in the Mount of Transfiguration, you have the culmination of that development, of that growth.
而在变化山上是那一个属灵成长的一个集大成的一个发表。
Brother Campbell Morgan, he suggested something that is fairly well known, and I'll just repeat it for you.
我们的弟兄坎伯摩根他曾经说过这些非常有名的话，我就试着在这边重复一下。
He once asked a question, what would have happened to Adam and Eve if they had not sinned?
他问的这个问题，如果亚当和夏娃没有犯罪的话，他们将要会成为什么样的光景？
Of course they would not have died. Because we know that death is a direct consequence of sin having entered.
当然他们就不会死，因为我们知道这个死亡乃是因罪的结所结的果子。
But what would have happened?
可是那如果他们没有犯罪的话，会发生什么样的情况呢？
And our brothers suggested that most likely they would have kept walking with the Lord and growing in the Lord and developing, and at a certain point, there would be something like a transfiguration, entering into a higher realm of spiritual life and service.
他建议是说，他们会不断的继续跟主成长，活在主的跟前，一直到一个地步，就好像在变化山上所有的经历一样，他们就会进入到另外一个更高的属灵的境界。
But in any case, if you agree with that or not, I'll leave it with you. That is fine. My whole point is that when you look at the life of the second man, our Lord Jesus, the Son of Man, it's growth in every phase that ends in glory in that mountain.
刚才我所讲的这个坎伯摩根弟兄的这个说法，你同不同意没有关系，我就让弟兄姊妹自己做决定。不过我所要讲的乃是主做第二个人的时候，他就一直往前成长，一直成长到进入荣耀中。
And of course, I have to correct myself. We know that it didn't end there.
当然我必须要在这个点上对我自己有点修正，因为这不是最终的结局。
But it could have, if he wanted to, that could have been the end of it. Because you remember Moses and Elijah, the Gospel of Luke gives us other kind of information that we don't have in Matthew. And there we read that Moses and Elijah are talking with him about his exodus, about his departure.
当然如果主愿意的话，他可以就在那个时候离世，因为我们知道在那个时候有摩西跟以利亚，在路加福音里面这边有记载的一些马太福音没有所没记载的，因为在路加福音里面讲到说摩西跟以利亚在那边讲到关于主耶稣基督离世的事。
As far as he personally is concerned, as a man, he has pleased the Father in every aspect, and he could have ascended to glory from that mountain.
因为就着我们主耶稣自己，他做人，他在做人的每一方面都能够讨神的喜悦，所以在那个时候他就能够离世进入到荣耀中。But
rather than that, because of you and me, we see him descending, going from the top of that mountain all the way down to Calvary to die for us.
可是为着你和我的缘故，他没有从那个山上离世，反而他下了山，一路走到哥哥他的十字架上。This
is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. I want you to just keep that idea, that snapshot of sonship.
就着刚才父所说的，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，让我们能够留下一个印象，关乎到儿子的名分。And
the basic idea is growth leading to glory.
这边这个最基本的这个意念呢，就是说成长一直进入到荣耀中。But
then we read those verses about in the parable of the tares.
可是我们在那边也读到了关于败子的这个比喻。And
there you have something quite surprising.
在那个地方呢，我们看见有一些令人非常讶异的事。
Because at the end of that parable, our Lord Jesus states the following, let me read them again for you. He says, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father.
在这个比喻的最后这一节这边讲说，那时义人在他的父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。
Do you see the similarity with the Mount of Transfiguration?
在这个地方，你看见和变化山上所描述相类似的地方吗
？A shining in glory in the kingdom of the Father.
要在父的国里发出光来。
However, to our surprise, our Lord Jesus is not talking about himself. He's talking about then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
让我们非常讶异的，因为主在这里讲的并不是他自己，乃是讲到义人们要在他们父的国里发出光来。
What does that mean, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，这是什么意思呢
？It's very simple.
这非常简单。
Just as the glory and dignity of the Son was manifested on that Mount of Transfiguration.
就好像这个神的儿子在那个变化山上，在荣耀中，在这个尊贵里能够彰显出来。
The glory and dignity of the sons of God one day will be also manifested.
这一个荣耀和这个尊贵也要在神的儿女们当中有一天要完全彰显出来。
Of course, there is a difference. Let me state it right away. The glory that he has on the mountain is his intrinsic. It's something that belongs to him. It's his own very nature.
这边当然有一些不同的地方，因为在变化山上所彰显的荣耀乃是完完全全属于主自己的。
But the righteous there in the parable that are shining like the sun, that glory is not theirs intrinsic, it's something derived from another one, even the Lord Jesus.
这边在这个13章第43节讲的义人的光，这个光不是他们自己的，而是从另外一个人从另外一位身上所得着的，那这一位呢，就是我们的主耶稣。
In other words, brothers and sisters, if sonship is related to growing and ending in glory, this is not something exclusive to the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这边儿子的名分讲到了这个成长进入荣耀，这边所讲的并不单单关乎到我们主耶稣基督自己而已。
This is something that God intends for you and for me as well.
这个儿子的名分也是关乎到你和我。
Sonship, growth leading to glory.
这个儿子的名分是成长以致进入荣耀。
Actually, the verse that we read in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 states exactly that today the Lord, he's bringing, or in a translation that I like better, he's leading many sons to glory.
在希伯来书第二章第十节那边讲到说，这个我们的主要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
And this essentially is the idea behind sonship.
这就是在那个儿子名分背后的最主要的这个意念。
I would like to open a brief parenthesis before we continue considering this.
在这里呢，我要画一个括弧啊，然后我们要继续思想。
Recently, I was reading something from Brother Sparks.And he said that, you know, in the middle of his message, he said, now I have to stop to get into the miserable business of clearing misconceptions. Sorry about that.
所以我最近读到斯派克弟兄的一篇的信息，在信息的中间，他说我这边要画一个刮胡，我要做一个我很不喜欢做的事情，就是要把在这个时候要清除一些我们有的错误的印象。
I realize that in this matter of sonship, there are many misconceptions that we need to just for briefly clear the ground before we can make more progress.
那我知道在关乎到儿子名分这件事情上面，我们很多有错误的观念，所以我在这个点要停一下，先把这个处理一下，之后我们再往前。
First of all, when we say sonship, it's something that does not imply gender.
第一个我们讲到这一个儿子的名分，这边是不关乎男女的。
When the Bible speaks of the sons of God is not something that is exclusively for sons of the male gender, masculine gender.
当圣经里面讲到说儿子的名分的时候呢，这不单所指的并不是单指的那个男性而言。
Of course, as you know, in Galatians 3, we read that in Christ, there is neither male nor female.
我们知道在加拉太书第三章里面讲说，在基督里面就没有男的也没有女的。
Or as someone said, God has male sons and male daughters. He has male sons and female sons. That will be the idea.
当然有人说了，在神所有的这个儿子呢，是有的是男的儿子，有的是女的儿子。
So even though Scripture used that word, the sons of God, it refers to both brothers and sisters.
当圣经里面讲到说神的儿子们的时候呢，所讲到是弟兄们和姊妹们。
Excuse me, but I feel that in this day and age is something that we need to mention.
原谅我，因为可是我觉得在我们现在所处的世代，我们必须要在这个点上面说明一下。
A brief clarification. The glory that we mention, when we say that the glory on the Mount of Transfiguration is something that the Lord intends to share with us.
这边我要澄清说明一下，当在变化山上主所彰显那个荣耀呢，是主所要和我们所分享的。
I feel it's important to make a distinction here.
但是我觉得在这个点上面我们要有一个明显的区分。
Of course, our Lord Jesus is at the same time the Son of God and the Son of Man.
我们的主同时是神的儿子，也是人子。
And the glory that we are talking about, that is intended to be shared with us, is His glory as Son of Man.
他所要和我们分享的荣耀乃是他做人子的荣耀。
As Son of God, He has a glory that it doesn't belong to us, and it will never be. It's a glory connected with divinity.
在他神做神儿子的那个荣耀呢，是不属于我们的，也永远没有办法和我们分享。这是乃是属于神性神格里的。
That is not the glory that we read, for instance, in Hebrews chapter 2, that He is bringing or leading many sons to glory.
这个神性的那个荣耀呢，不是在希伯来书二章十节里面所讲到我们被带领要进入到的那个荣耀。
The glory that He receives or that comes from Him.On that Mount of Transfiguration is His glory as Son of Man.
当在变化山上从他里面所发表出来的一个荣耀呢，乃是他做人子的荣耀。
As the second perfect man.
而是那一个第二个完全的人。
And as such, as the second man, we have to realize that our Lord Jesus is a pioneer. He's opening a way for others to follow.
他作为那个第二个人，我们要看见我们的主乃是那个先锋，他为我们开了路，并且引领众子一同进入。
And in that sense, our Lord Jesus is leading many sons to glory, and we have a part in that glory that He has as Son of Man.
从那个角度来看，我们的主带领众子进入荣耀中，我们在那个荣耀与他有份。
A third little distinction, or big distinction for that matter, that we need to make is the word sons.
第三个我们需要说明的做区分的就是讲到这个字儿子。
In Greek there are two distinct words for an immediate descendant. There is the word child and the word son or daughter.
在那个希腊原文里面关于到这一个我们直系的后裔有两个字，一个是讲到儿女，另外一个是讲到儿子。
Now, some languages do not have that distinction.And Portuguese, which is my first language, unfortunately does not have that distinction. I have no idea about Mandarin, so maybe I'll learn something tonight.
很可惜的，对其他的语言来讲呢，很多时候他们在这一个点上面没有任何的区分。比如说我的母语是葡萄牙语，在这个点上面就没有特别的分别。
Just in case, I feel it's very important to make that distinction. And let me make it with an example from Scripture.
在我觉得这是非常的要紧，我在这个点上面要做一个区分，让我借着圣经里面的例子做一个说明。
In Romans 8, we read several verses from there, but there is one we did not read, which is verse 16. And it says, The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
在罗马书第八章里面我们读了许多的经文，可是有一节的经文我们刚才没有读，就是第十六节里面讲到说圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And that is one of the Greek words, the word techna.
这个是希腊原文里面那个字 techna, 这个字
which means little child.
这边所讲的是那个 小孩子。
But then in verse 14, you read, For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And that's a different word. Huios, sons, a mature son.
在第14节里面讲到说，因为凡被神的灵所引导的都是神的儿子。这个儿子这个字乃是另外一个字，这 Huio, 那这个里面讲到说是成熟的儿子。
In some languages like Portuguese, we have just one word and we get all confused because we miss a very important point.
对葡萄牙语我们对这个儿子儿女跟儿子都是一个字，所以我们就失去了这个重要性。
And in case you're wondering, what's the difference between a child and a son? Very simple.
如果我们不知道什么这个孩子跟那个儿子的区别的话呢，实际上这个区别是很简单的。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,Every believer in the Lord Jesus becomes a child of God.
当我们信耶稣基督的时候，每一个信耶稣基督的人都成为神的儿女。
We who were enemies by nature, all of a sudden, the very life of God in Christ comes to us. We become children of God.
我们原本是与神为仇为敌的，可是就在那个时候，神的生命进到我们的里面，我们就成为神的儿女。
And this is a state that applies to every single believer, the weakest of them, they are child of God if they have truly believed in the Lord Jesus.
只要一个人真实的相信耶稣基督，这个点在他们里面就成为实际，不论他们是如何的软弱。
But when you come to sons, it's different.
可是当你来到这个字，讲到这个儿子的时候，就有不一样了。
Did you realize the emphasis in Romans chapter 8 verse 14?Those who are led by the Spirit of God, these, and only these, are the sons of God.
在罗马书第八章第十四节里面讲到说，因为凡被神的引导的，就这些人是神的儿子。
To be a child is a state that applies to every believer.
这个成为神的儿女，这是一个所有信徒所有的地位。
But to be a son or daughter, now you know, to be a son,A mature son applies only to those that are being led by the Holy Spirit. That does not apply, unfortunately, to every believer.
这个要成为神的儿子，要成为一个成熟的儿子，这一个是需要接受圣灵的引导。很可惜的，这不是运用在每一个人的身上。
Or to put it slightly different, sonship is something that is prospective or is potential.To every believer, it's a potential.
所以我们看到这个儿子的名分，对每一个信主的人来讲，都是一个我们能够有的潜能。
But for that potential to realize, it requires submission to the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit.
可是要让那一个潜能能够变为实际的话呢，那就需要我们能够向着圣灵降服，能够被他所引导。
Okay, those are the small clarifications that I want to make, and I'll close the parenthesis.
这就是我所要讲的这个刮胡里面所说的，那我现在就把这刮胡给刮掉了。
Let me try to gather up what we said so far.
让我试着把我们所讲到现在我们有的东西我们再聚集一次。
Sonship is something that relates to Christ as the Son of Man, for sure. This is my beloved Son.
这个儿子的名分是讲到是我们的耶稣基督做人子的这一面，就如同父所说的，这是我的爱子。
But then sonship also relates to us potentially. Then the righteous will shine forth as the son in the kingdom of their father.
而这个儿子的名分呢，也与我们有相关，也让我们是我们所有的潜能，因为义人要在他们父的国里面发光。
Sonship has something to do with maturity, with growing in the Lord, with being led by the Holy Spirit.
这个儿子的名分是关乎到这个成熟度，那要是在主里面成长，并且愿意接受圣灵的引导。
And the end of sonship is glory.
而这个儿子名分的结局呢，乃是荣耀。
But all that said, perhaps we are still not getting to the very core of the matter.
也许我们所说的这么多呢，恐怕我们还没有摸到那个中心点。
What exactly is glory?
荣耀到底是什么？
How do you explain glory?
如何来解释荣耀呢?
Does it simply mean that you're going to shine and become incandescent?
是不是你从此你就开始发光了呢?就好像成为一个发光体呢?
Is that our idea of what glory is?
这是真的是这个荣耀的意思吗?
To understand what sonship is, we need to understand what glory is. Because one is the consequence of the other.
要明白这个儿子的名分是什么，我们要必须要认识到荣耀，因为这一个其中一个呢是引到另外一个。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that Hebrews gives us probably one of the most comprehensive pictures in this matter that puts the whole thing together.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信在希伯来书对我而言是在这个点上面讲的最完全，把每一面都摆在一起来看。
We read several verses in Hebrews.
我们已经在希伯来书里面读了几段的经文。
I hope we can realize that there is a progression there, and it clarifies what this whole matter of sonship means, what this whole matter of glory, how is related to sonship.
那盼望我们能够看在其中能够看见那一个渐进的情况，什么叫做这个儿子的名分，什么是荣耀，如何从儿子的名分进入荣耀。
Let me mention again the verses we read.
让我再把我们刚刚所读过的经文再提一下。
The epistle opens saying,That God in the past has spoken in many ways to the fathers, through the prophets. But in these days, He has spoken to us in the Son.
在希伯来书第一章第一节一开始就说神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
And then He adds this sentence. He, the Son, is the radiancy of the Father's glory.
然后之后在第三节一开始他说他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And then in chapter 2 he says that he's bringing many sons to glory.
然后第二章里面讲说他乃是带着众子一同进入荣耀。
So what is the progression that I'm talking about?
所以这个我刚刚所讲到这个渐进的方式到底是什么呢?
Because the son, he himself is the radiancy of the Father's glory.
因为这边讲到乃是指他自己乃是神荣耀光辉的发表。
Because he is the very definition of what glory is.
因为他自己就是那个荣耀的定义。
When he is bringing many sons to glory, that simply means that he is making those sons like him.
当他这边讲到说他带着众子进入荣耀，这边所讲的乃是让众子都能够像他自己。
Do you see what is sonship at the end of the day?
在我们这一天结束以后呢，我们能够看见儿子名分是什么吗？
Yes, it leads to glory. But he is the radiancy of the Father's glory. He is glory himself. Aside from him, we never would understand. We'll think that is a shining and an external phenomenon. And it's not. It is a person.
是众子要被带入荣耀中，可是什么是荣耀呢？我们的主基督自己他就是荣耀。如果我们不认识主的话呢，我们对荣耀的认识可能只是外面的发光一些的现象。
Or if I may put it in a very simple and well-known terms, sonship means to be conformed to the image of the Son himself. That is sonship.
或者我们用我们大家非常熟悉的字眼来描述的话呢，这个儿子的名分就是让我们被磨成神儿子的模样。
I think we had covered enough ground for our first evening.
我想我们今天晚上所已经概括了相当多的面。
But I would like to conclude with a very similar idea that you find in Romans, but adding an extra note to that whole idea of.Sonship and how it connects to glory.
可是我要在这个点上面再多加一点在罗马书第八章里面所提到的关乎到这个儿子名分的事。
As you know, Romans is all about the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道在罗马书里面讲到的乃是我们主耶稣基督的福音。
Some have called it the most systematic and complete exposition and interpretation of the gospel in the whole Bible.
有人说这个罗马书里面所讲到的乃是最有系统最直接的解释什么叫做福音。
And that wonderful gospel goes way beyond that simply the forgiveness of our sins.
这一个奇妙的福音是远远超过只是我们的罪得赦免。
Or you know that The theological term that Paul will use is being justified. That's what he uses for the forgiveness of our sins. Justification by faith.
我们知道保罗这边用在神学上的一个字眼是讲到说我们被称义，称义的意思就是我们的罪得着赦免了。That
is the basis, essential, and I'm not trying to diminish it at all. Thank the Lord for it. However, the gospel goes so much beyond it.
这边所讲的是最基本的，当然我没有一点小看他的意思，可是我们这边看见的这个福音乃是远远超过这一些。
When Paul continues to expound what is there in this gospel in the Lord Jesus, he speaks of sanctification by faith.
在当保罗继续在一边思想陈述什么叫做这个福音的时候呢，他讲到说乃是因信成圣。
And in chapter 8, he gets to the very outcome of that gospel, which is glorification by faith.
在我们来到罗马书第八章的时候，这边所讲到乃是这一个福音的结局，乃是这个因信得荣耀。And
we read actually Romans 8 verse 30.
我们已经读过罗马书八章第三十节。Which
is fairly to the end. You remember that Romans 1 through 8 is kind of the core of that gospel. Then there is a parenthesis to discuss the problem, quote unquote, of Israel.
我们知道在罗马书从第一章到第八章里面所讲的乃是最主要福音的内容，然后从之后呢，有一个刮胡，有一插进来的话，讲到以色列人的问题。But
Romans 8 represents like the outcome or the goal of that gospel. And the crown, it finalizes with the idea of glorification by faith.
在罗马书第八章里面，这边所提到的乃是福音所要达到最高的一个光景。那这一个提到的，就是得荣耀的问题。And
in Romans 8:30, we read, "And these whom he predestined, he also called; and these whom he called, he also justified; and these whom he justified, he also glorified."
第三十节这边讲说，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。And
again, we have to ask the question, what exactly Paul has in mind when he says that God, those whom he justified, he also glorified?
这边我们必须要问这个问题，保罗在说这句话的时候，他心里面的意念是什么？什么叫做这些人要先被称义之后呢，又要得荣耀？
What does Paul mean by this term, glorification?
那当保罗用这个字得荣耀，他是什么意思？
Of course, as always when we study the Bible, we need the context to explain it to us.
当然我们在读圣经的时候，我们必须要用圣经的内容来解释圣经。
And for you to understand verse 30, you certainly have to pay attention to verse 29. It doesn't seem like rocket science, but it's absolutely true.
如果我们要明白30节的话，我们必须要看29节，这不是一个非常像坐火箭那个深奥的道理。不过我们这是我们认识的。
Let's read together verse 29.
让我们一起读29节。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
29节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。Do
you see the idea here?
你们看见这边所要表达的意念吗？
When we become conformed to his image,
他这边讲说，如果我们被磨成他儿子的模样，
When we become mature sons that resemble the Lord Jesus, that is glorification.
当我们成为一个真的儿子，能够发表，能够表明耶稣基督的时候呢，这就是得荣耀。And
that is sonship consummated, you may call it.
这就可以讲到说，这是这个儿子名分最终极的一个表现。And
I want just to leave you with a last thought.
我就要把一个最后的一点点的想法交给大家。Think
about it for a second.
大家能够稍微思想一下。God
predestined you and me, enemies by nature, sinners, rebels, he predestined you in eternity past to be like his son.
思想一下，在我们原本是与神为仇为敌的，我们原本是罪人，可是他在过去的永世里面，他就已经预先定下，预定了你和我要能够像他儿子一样。
Not just to forgive your sins, not just to justify, as wonderful as that would be in itself, but way beyond that.
不仅仅是让我们的罪得赦免，不仅仅是让我们能够得以称义，这些是都是极其美好的，可是他所要做的远远超过这些。
His final intention for you and for me is to conform us to the image of his son, and that is sonship.
他最终的那个意念乃是要把你和我磨成他儿子的模样，这就是儿子的名分。
He wants you and me to become like the most wonderful person in this universe, the one that is the very treasure of his heart.
他要让你和我成为这一个在宇宙中最奇妙最宝贵的人是乃是他心中所宝贵的那一些。
This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
It's to that image that God determined, predestined to conform you and me.
就是照着那个形象神已经定义要将你和我磨成那个样子。
How can we explain or even understand such a thing?
我们如何能够解释，甚至我们怎么能够明白像这样子的事情呢？
It is no wonder to me that at the end of chapter 8 of Romans, Paul is resounded that ring, that sound of God's eternal and indestructible love for you and for me.
这对我来讲就是难怪在保罗在罗马书第八章最后的时候他在这边讲到神那没有办法摧毁的向着你我的爱。
That is what is behind that predestination, that divine determination to make us like the Son, His divine love for us.
这乃是神那神圣的爱向着你和我是在他所做这个拣选所定义背后的那个驱动力。
And these brothers and sisters,is the basic idea behind sonship.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是儿子名分背后那个基本的意念。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, indeed, we confess that your love exceeds all understanding.
主，我们承认你的爱实在是远远超出我们的想象。
We marvel, Lord, that Why would you not just save us, but even more than that, why would you decide to make us like your beloved son?
我们实在是讶异，你为什么要拯救我们，甚至要将我们磨成你那爱子的模样。
And even if we do not understand, we bow down and worship you for such love for us.
虽然我们不明白，可是我们在你面前俯伏，我们也敬拜，我们谢谢你向着我们的爱。
We pray, Lord, would you somehow Speak these things to each one of our hearts.
我们主，我们求你，不论怎么样，你向着我们的心说话。
Reveal them to us, Lord.
将这个开启在我们的里面。
Capture us by that love that exceeds understanding.
将那一个超出我们意念之外的那个爱来抓住我们。
We ask these things for your glory in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠着你的荣耀来向你求问这些事，我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。